Right now, we wanted to introduce Wilk Section President, U.S. Section President Darren DeLu, who did meet in San Francisco with you in March. Darren, do you have a response to the three possible ways that Wilk, that Christine is inviting Wilk to get involved, and maybe talk a little bit about what Wilk is planning in the lead up to the 2020 elections and how some of this might fit together?
Well, thank you very much, Mary Beth, and thank you so much, Christine. It was wonderful seeing your slide presentation and hearing more. I'm wanting to give a little background because our ability as an organization, WILP, to really be supportive does depend to some extent on all the other things we're doing. And I want to let you and our members that we are doing a lot. We have a number of different program initiatives going on right now, and I'm going to run through some of those very quickly so that members know about them, and then I'll specifically address the three options that were presented in your slideshow. Right now, WILF is particularly seeking to move forward to address all number of multiple challenges to peace and freedom, both nationally and globally. To do that, we're especially working to extend our social media outreach and presence so that we can support our programmatic work. So this is my appeal to the members and the contacts to branches who are listening, because if you have experience and background in social media, we want you. Are you a regular user of Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or other social media? Are you someone who wants to really support WILP? And do you feel you have the experience and background to really help us in developing effective outreach and publicity using social media? If you might fall into those categories, please contact me to find out more about our National Social Media Committee, which is currently getting formed. So this is my appeal to people who might want to be members of that committee so that we can do more effective social media outreach. What would we be outreaching about? Well, for example, right now we are working with other partners in California to confront the stranglehold that standard banking operations have on financial assets. We want the needs of the to be addressed, funding and financing, and that includes loans and other things to support the Green New Deal. So with all that in mind, WILF is really pushing for a public banking law for the state of California. In other states, WILFers in other states, we hope that public banking will come to your state soon. Of course, every state has different banking laws, so it's going to be easier in some states than others. If you are a Californian, please watch for the e-alert coming out, the action alert, because we want you to contact your state senator to get them to support the public banking bill. Also, we're busy with resisting the placing of F-35 jets in Burlington, Vermont. These are jets that make a huge amount of noise, which is not welcomed by the local residents. But noise is only one of the more serious problems, which include that these jets might carry nuclear weapons. So those are just a couple of examples of things we're working on right now. And shortly in the call today, we'll be talking about the treaties campaigns or solidarity events that are coming up in October. Now, it's interesting to think of the Korean Armistice Agreement as an example of not quite a treaty or a kind of treaty, but certainly not a peace treaty. Since we have our treaty solidarity events in October, branches that want to get a jump start on that might look into the armistice agreement in Korea and could well want to be part of the late July nationwide event for peace in Korea. I just have to say that a lot of our branches do make plans for the year or at least many months ahead so that it won't be easy for folks to just plug into a late July event. But if there are events in your community, branches and at-large members can attend those events wearing our WILP sashes so that people can see that WILPers are present. Also, we'll be very glad to get a sample or model letter for letters to Congress members to support the legislation or the initiatives for peace in Korea. And we want people to use that letter also as a basis for writing letters to the editor, because this is a way to get the word out to the public, which doesn't happen when you just send to your congressperson. We have also been working on encouraging members to send in questions for asking candidates in order to bring issues to the fore. I want those listening to just visualize yourself for a moment. You're at perhaps a local candidate's town hall meeting or campaign event. You've strategically located yourself at the end of a row near the front of the room, and you're respectably dressed, ready with your question, so that when the time comes and they say, "Who has a question?" you can shoot up your hand and be among the first to be called upon, because that's about the only way to get your question fit in to these events. And we will have questions that we are collecting from you, our members, and you can send those questions to info@wilpus.org. Remember, with your question, to provide background information so that the question itself can serve as a means of informing the listeners, regardless of what the answer is from the candidate. So we can support peace in Korea that way by asking candidates, what is your position on the reunification of Korea? What is your position on concluding a final peace treaty with Korea? So those are some ways that we can work together, and I'm hoping that we'll find more ways. We had a very rich and satisfying experience at the Women's Peacemakers Initiative in San Francisco, meeting with women and talking about some of our common concerns. Thank you very much, Mary Beth.